You don't need me to tell you that the weather is it's a little bit out of control right now. We knew this was coming, though. We had plenty of warning. I like it when we say it's a 100% chance of rain, as you are currently standing in rain.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Puddles up to your ankles. But while we're getting rain here in the valley, we're getting some pretty amazing weather just to the north of us. Joining us right now, ABC 15 meteorologist Iris Hermosillo is with us. Iris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you enjoying the rain and the cold?
You know what?
I had to find my umbrella this morning.
Of a break every once in a while. We get sun the other 360 days out of the year. I'm all right with it.
Right. We'll take it while we can.
We want to start and taking a look at some of the pictures, the video, the reports that I've heard. How unusual is this storm? I mean, it seems like a big one to us, but put it in perspective for me.
This is going to be a significant storm, and we could see some record-breaking snow amounts in the high country with this storm. So the forecast is potentially 1 to 3 feet of snow along the Magellan Rim, and that includes spots like Flagstaff, where we could see 2 feet of snow. Payson could approach that 3-foot mark. So this, again, is going to be record-setting. Flagstaff, for example, for this date, the record for snow on this date is 9. Hold on, I'm looking at my numbers. It's 10 inches today, right? So already I've seen a report of the Flagstaff Airport getting around 10 inches. So I think we've already tied the record, and there's much more on the way. So record-setting snow. And then for the valley, we're talking potentially some record rain if we get some of those forecast amounts that we're looking at, potentially topping an inch in some spots in the valley. So the record for Phoenix Sky Harbor at the airport, 0.73 inches of rain for today. I'm forecasting between 3/4 and an inch and a quarter. So it's very possible that we'll see record-breaking rain. So that in itself is going to be significant.
We're talking to ABC 15 meteorologist Iris Hermosillo right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line. And Iris, I've already gotten the Facebook messages from friends of mine. Hey, it's going to be an epic weekend up at Snowball. We're going to leave early Saturday morning, head up there so that they can get some runs on the mountain with all this snow. For folks listening right now that are enjoying the rain here in the valley, but are now kicking around the idea of hitting up Snowball on Saturday or loading up the family truckster wagon with the kids and heading up north to see some snow this weekend and play in it and build a snowman. What are conditions going to be like on Saturday morning for folks?
So I think your best bet is to hold off until Saturday to travel. You don't want to travel today, obviously. And then even tomorrow, that snow is still going to be coming down through at least midday. So you can expect that the conditions are still going to be a mess. It's going to be hard for crews to keep up with this. So my advice, don't travel today. Don't travel tomorrow up into the high country. And then Saturday, I think in the morning, it's possible we could still see some slick conditions, not because of snow coming down, but because of just some of that leftover snow from today and tomorrow. So I would advise that you check in advance with ADOT. They've got their phone that you can call in 511. Call in just to make sure. But I think if you wait, maybe you leave the valley around 8 or 9 o'clock, you should have a safer drive up the I-17 up into Flagstaff. But know that there's going to be a lot of people probably doing that. So maybe give yourself some extra patience as you're also heading up to the high country.